Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we visit London's Borough Market, a world-famous destination with an astonishing range of produce right in the middle of the capital. Our guide is Adam Hyman, restaurant consultant and publisher of The Code Bulletin. He spoke to Monocle's Helena Gerrit.
Apparently it's London's oldest market. It turned 1,000 years old in 2014. It's really changed throughout the years. It was a big wholesale market in the early 20th century. And in the 1930s, I read that it had about 300 or so physical stall holders in the actual market, and then a load around the edge of the market as well. In the 1970s, when New Covent Garden Market opened in Vauxhall, that really damaged the wholesale traders here. And that was also twinned with the growth of supermarkets in the UK. It experienced a big decline in the 70s. And then it was in the early 1990s when you had the likes of Brindisa, Neil's Yard Dairy and Monmouth Coffee, where they really reinvented the market again. And the market's busy with probably a mixture of Londoners grabbing their flat whites from Monmouth Coffee and tourists who are exploring the area.
What do you think are the main drawing points of the market for Londoners?
Well, I mean, the whole food and drink scene in London has massively taken off over the past 10 years or so. And I guess you get that nice kind of juxtaposition of the farmer's market type feel, but you're in the middle of urban London. And then you've got this ancient market here that still promotes great British and European artisanal suppliers and producers. And I think there's something, you know, quite nice about strolling around a market that's got history, but yet that's still quite current. You know, and you can pick up anything from some unusual British cheese from Neil's Yard Dairy to some Iberico from Brindisa. But I think the important thing is that people are actually shopping here, as opposed to just walking around as part of a lifestyle. The kind of reincarnation of Borough Market in the early 90s was quite a big game changer for the way farmers markets and other food markets have sprung up in London and the rest of the UK. And then, you know, probably over the past 2 or 3 years, it's become a real food mecca for people who are looking to go and dine out in restaurants as well. You've had Padella open, and you know, you walk past there every day and there are queues outside the door. They're doing incredibly, incredibly affordable, great fresh pasta dishes for about 10 quid. You've seen Hawksmoor just open round the corner. You have the likes of Wright Brothers, you have Elliot's, you have a great kind of Levantine restaurant called Arabica. So yeah, it's definitely kind of been put on the food and drinks map. And you go to some of the kind of new pockets of London now that focus on new developments that have a strong emphasis on the food and drink they have, but it obviously feels very new. It's glass box, it's not so much restaurant chains, but maybe familiar names. And you've got that nice balance and mix in Borough Market of, you know, as you said, we're standing next to some kind of butchers and fishmongers, yet we're standing next to a restaurant that opened at the end of last year called El Pastor from the Hart brothers, who own Barrafina and Quo Vadis. And you get that really nice mix of kind of new and old. They haven't kind of gentrified it too much.
We hear that word gentrification all too often these days. Do you think it is an overly negative thing when it comes to institutions like Borough Market?
I think you've got to have that balance. I think it was Randolph Hodgson who owns Neil's Yard who said, what Borough Market is great, but if it becomes that kind of lifestyle where it's just a kind of tourist destination to tick off your guidebook, but no one's actually coming here to buy their fruit and veg, to buy their cheese, to do their weekly shopping, then we need to be careful. But I think if you get that mix of tourists coming here to spend money, Londoners coming here to do their weekly shop and to kind of stay in the area and experience Borough Market and the surrounds, then it works. We've got such amazing architecture here. I also read that the front facade we're standing in front of where Brindisa is and the entrance to Roast Restaurant, that was apparently moved from Covent Garden a couple of hundred years ago. You've got that great mix of the industrial feel for the market and some of the buildings on the outskirts of the market.
So let's have a little walk around. Tell me, what are your personal highlights?
If you can bear the queue, or you can kind of get in when there isn't a queue, Monmouth Coffee's brilliant. Big fan, as I already mentioned, of Padella. I think what they do is really, really good, and the kind of exactly the sort of food you expect to get when you go to a kind of local trattoria in Italy. We're just walking past the Hart Brothers El Pastor. The kind of Mexican food scene in London is a funny one. We've never kind of done it very well. And the Hart Brothers, through their experience of living and working in Mexico City, have brought that bit of Mexico to Borough Market. And then there's obviously the actual stalls in the market. I mean, I'm not familiar with every single one of them, but, you know, we're walking past the stall now called the French Comte, which I'm guessing has a strong...
Smelling very cheesy,
but I'm guessing has a great focus on Comte cheese, which we all love. You know, your fresh bunch of English asparagus to our right here from a fruit and veg stall. As you said, you can have some oysters, you can sample some wines from Borough Wine. The offering is very impressive.
And Adam, there is always an excuse to have a glass of rosé at 10 a.m, can I just
well,
say?
Well, yeah, and the sun's kind of out. It's not warm enough, but it's, yeah, the sun's out.
We're just opposite Monmouth now. So Monmouth is actually one of your favourite spots, did you say?
Yeah, I mean, Monmouth's great. I mean, what they do is brilliant. I'm a big fan of the one they have in Seven Dials as well. And look, I mean, it's 10:15 on a chilly Thursday morning, and it still has a queue of people waiting to get their kind of caffeine hit in the morning.
Let's just cross over and go to Brindisa now, which is Spanish foods.
So Brindisa is a really interesting example of one of the early kind of pioneers of Borough Market. The business was started by a lady called Monica Linton. I think it was back in the kind of 80s. When she was living out in Spain, she realised, you know, you could not get any of the Spanish produce back in London. And she started her kind of wholesale import business. And she was one of the first people to set up a stall in Borough Market. And she now has a great collection of restaurants around town. It's a prime example of, you know, but back in the late 80s, early 90s, no one had tasted the kind of Iberica ham that's hanging in the window in front of us, or a kind of a manchego cheese. And she had the vision to go, well, you get this great produce in Spain when people didn't travel as freely as they do now with the cheap flights to hop over to the continent, and she brought it back.
I suppose the other question is, how local can local produce be when it's in the centre of London?
You know, chefs always want to have an emphasis on trying to use produce that's local. But as we kind of touched upon earlier, as you say, look, we're in the middle of a big urban city. It's not possible to get everything from a couple of miles radius. It's just physically not. And obviously with the seasons. But I think it's about balance. You can try and use and support local producers, say from the UK. But of course, if you're cooking certain types of food or certain types of cuisine, you will be bringing produce across from Spain, from Italy. And I think it's about that balance.
In a time of a lot of division, you could say, I think this is a place that represents how global and international London really is. As you said, it is a place for everyone.
Exactly. It's London. Everyone's welcome. I think that's the one great thing about food, is that no matter where you are in the world, everyone has an appreciation for food. And it doesn't matter where you are from, what your religion is, you can sit opposite someone, break bread, and both talk passionately about food. It's a great melting pot here of different suppliers from different countries, as well as different people who are visiting London or who live in London from anywhere in the world.
That was Adam Hyman at London's Borough Market with Monocle's Helena Gerrit. This has been episode number 30 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune in to The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thank you for listening.